Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings, with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? It means all of my, Dynamite's tonight. We have got a number of matches announced for the show, including the Dynamite Dozen Battle Royal. Find out who gets a shot at MJF for that ring. We'll talk about all of the Continental Classic matches for that show, and also the Continental Classic matches announced for Rampage and Collision. Very interesting time of the year, because a Continental Classic, like in the ring, it's awesome. But I don't know about the airing the matches on Rampage. I mean, I don't know. The Rampage and Collision numbers came in, and granted, the show was preempted. They moved it earlier to avoid the WWE pay-per-view. They may as well have left it at the normal time. It got absolutely obliterated in that 1 p.m. Pacific time slot. I think it's what time it aired. But anyway, we'll tell you about all the matches and everything, and what I think they should do next year for the Continental Classic. We've also got the Deadline lineup for Saturday. That is finalized after last night's NXT. We could talk about that show. NXT, as always, it had its highs and it had its lows. We'll tell you about that. Raw moving to Netflix. Nick Khan has commented, will it still be family-friendly? Got a Juice Robinson update. Saturday night's main event. SmackDown numbers on Black Friday. That show didn't do too well either. And plenty more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. I'm F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. That's right, Christmas cameos. A lot of fun. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted caramel frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Let's try to explain to something, somebody during the break.
Oh, yeah?
Because the Dynamite Dozen Battle Royal is tonight. The winner will face MJF for the ring. And somebody texted me, they said, does he even have the ring anymore? The answer is yes.
Yeah.
So for those of you that don't recall, this is what actually happened, okay? When MJF was in London for All In, the ring was legitimately stolen. I don't know any of the details, like who, what, when, where, why, any of that thing, but somebody actually stole the ring, okay? So they had to come up with some sort of storyline. So the storyline they came up with was that Daniel Garcia stole the ring and then sold it to a pawn shop. And so when a new ring was made for MJF, the story was that he went from pawn shop to pawn shop until he found it and he bought it back. So that's the storyline they came up with after it was legitimately stolen. He has it back now. And who steals a ring? Well, I mean, I don't know what it's actually worth. I'm sure it's a bunch of cubic zirconia.
Apparently, Daniel Garcia's mother did not call him and leave him a long voicemail about doing the right thing as she did before his match there with Jack Perry. So maybe, you know, maybe that's what it was. It turned everything around for him, and now he doesn't steal rings or tie people to the front of vehicles anymore.
No, Michael Buble, not like a big 20x20 ring. The actual Dynamite diamond ring was shoot stolen. Can you imagine that guy taking that to a pawn shop and being told, that's about $35?
Have you cubic zirconia. At a show where the ring has been either stolen or absconded or not shown up, something like that? Is there a wacky?
No, but I was there
story?
When Buddy Wayne stole the dressing room.
The entire.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
The dressing room was on some sort of flatbed or something, and he absconded with it. Is that the right word? Anyway, we got some news here. That really happened, by the way. Yeah. It's a business I came up with, Nash. Anyone ever steal your dressing room? Probably not. All right. With just over a month to go before Rob moves to Netflix. Actually, you know what? Before I even get to this.
All right.
Somebody yesterday tweeted me, like, the best idea. Let's see if I can find it here. I retweeted it, so if you're on X, you probably have seen it by now. I want to plug him. Neil Trauma. He may, like, booble, say his name is pronounced different, but that's what it is. Neil Trauma.
Trauma.
And his idea, which, how in God's name did I not think of this? He said, this new day needs a muscle man. And it should be Ridge Holland.
Oh.
And that's one of those, I just read it and I was like, oh my God. This Ridge Holland, I mean, this would be the most heated angle in all of wrestling. I mean, not even close. This guy, look at the heat this guy has because he destroyed Chase U of all things. If the New Day replaced Big E with Ridge Holland, I mean, that would be the most heated heel act in all of WWE. And, of course, it would have an happy ending in the end, you know. Something would happen and Big E would return to reunite the babyface New Day and take out Ridge Holland. And, I mean, I just saw that and I was like, God. Because I watched, we'll talk about NXT later, but, dude, this is the run of a lifetime for this Ridge Holland. Like, not only did he get incredible heat for turning on and destroying Chase U, but, like, he's having his best performances ever. He's a genuine great promo now. He's a great heel. The people love him, as in, like, they hate him, you know? But, I mean, they're totally into this thing, so... I don't know about great promo,
but he can carry.
He's a pretty great
now.
Promo, dude. Last night, he did a great job last night. Great.
Well, the bottom line is he can carry his ball and his part of the deal, and that's what's most important. And physically, obviously, there are things he can do. You see him throwing around Trick in there, and obviously Trick needs to be thrown around as well, too. Throws himself around in that. But he... as a personality, he's actually come out and become something that I thought he was dead stock for the longest time, but he's been able to find himself down there. They've been able to manipulate the fans. It's perfect with what he did to Chase U and now directly going to Trick Williams. It's the perfect scenario for him. Now, do you give him the title? I would probably give him the title on Sunday and then see how much he can really run with being the guy who's just brutalizing all these other people on NXT.
I 100% would make him champion because here's the thing, okay? They've ignored me about Javon, whatever. But this is the same thing. Like, this guy's hot right now. Whatever happened, but right now he is the most over heel in NXT by miles. And it doesn't matter why it happened, whether you did it on purpose or not, and actually in this case they did do it on purpose. They booked it this way. This guy is so over, he needs to win the title and become the champion. And if not, he needs to go up and be the New Day's heavy. It's like one or the other for me. Capitalize on this while you can. I don't care which way they go. I do not care. But, like, don't waste this. They spent a year on Ridge Holland. Do you understand? When this guy first came up, with the exception of Cedric, although he's starting to kind of get over because he has good matches, but, like, with the exception of Cedric, you could bring anybody from the main roster and the place is going to absolutely go nuts for him. When they brought up Ridge Holland, nobody cared. And they tried and they tried and nobody cared and nobody cared and nobody cared. And finally they did the Chase U thing. And if you remember at the beginning, it was like, this doesn't even make sense. Like, what's going on here? But, like, they kept it up and they kept it up and they kept it up, and he started to get over, and then he started to get over more, and then he turned on him, and now he is hated by these fans. So, like, you did it. Now do something with it. That's the point, right?
Oh, my God. Christmas will come early for you if Javon Evans ends up winning the Men's Iron Survivor Challenge match, and then your big feud is Ridge Holland and Javon going at it. You'll finally get what you want. Javon Evans will be in the main event going against another one of your new favorites now in Ridge
Holland. But here's the problem with that.
Oh, boy.
Listen.
What do we got? Yes?
if Ridge wins, like, I don't want him losing it immediately, okay? So you got to keep him and Javon away from each other. Like, listen, build up Javon until WrestleMania weekend. He shouldn't be losing from here on out. Have him get a feud with some upper mid-card guy, beat that guy, move on, whatever, and then WrestleMania weekend, Javon beats Ridge Holland for the title. I am 100% down with that. But listen, as much as I want to push him, it's got to be the right place at the right time. Don't put the title on Ridge, and then Javon beats him at the December or the January show. It's like, you've wasted one or the other. Ridge is hot. Javon was hot. You could heat him up again. But, like, don't beat Ridge immediately. Have him go on.
You know who you could insert in that mix, too, if you wanted to get Trick away from the title? Is you get Obafemi involved next week or after deadline. You get him involved in that mix. You have a guy in Ridge that everybody hates. People will not cheer Oba over Trick, but they will cheer him over Ridge Holland. And you can have a scenario where Ridge does not defeat Trick again, but it's something that happens between Oba and Trick, and that sets them off on a feud, and you build somebody else there for Ridge Holland. So there's a lot of things they can do right now.
We'll talk more about NXT in a while, but what I was going to say about Netflix is there was an interview with an old Nick Khan. He was asked about Raw on Netflix. He says, "We're not changing the rating of our programming. There's some online chatter about it's going to be R-rated for us old folks, X-rated. It's definitely not happening," he said. Was there chatter that was going to be X-rated?
X-rated?
I missed that. "It's family-friendly, multi-generational, advertiser-friendly programming. It's going to stay that way. I would look for more global flair, especially as relationships continue to develop, blah, blah, blah." I told you guys that. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. All right, a couple of notes from what people are talking about in the chat during the break. First off, as it pertains to Ridge Holland, I don't think anybody hated Ridge Holland for what happened with Big E.
No.
Because they all knew it was an accident. You know, Big E very publicly said, you know, don't take this out on Ridge Holland. Don't blame Ridge Holland. It was an accident. And if you watch Ridge Holland, like when he came back after it happened, it's like nobody cared. It wasn't that they hated him. They didn't care. And it was the same thing when he went to NXT. They didn't care. They weren't booing him or hating him or anything like that. They hate him now 100% because of the storyline involving Chase U. That's it. Whatever stupid stuff you see online or you saw this or that, people say all sorts of stupid stuff on social media. But, like, you can watch the shows, and there was no hate from real-life actual people towards Ridge Holland for what happened. Go online, you can find hate for anybody about anything. You can find people that hate Santa Claus. Now, the other thing, Netflix. I don't know this 100%, okay? I don't know this 100%. But I'm probably about 99% sure that the one thing you will see different when they go to Netflix is less bleeping out of crowd chants, okay? There was a deal a while ago where there had been some, you know, some discussion about Raw maybe going to TV 14 or something like that, and it, of course it didn't happen, but people were all excited, and I was told literally the reason that they wanted to explore that had nothing to do with any of the content of the show, but they hate having to completely bleep and silence the crowd when they chant profanities. So I think on Netflix that will end. But as far as like the rest of it, it's going to be just like it is right now. There's not going to be any naked women or whatever you saw back in the 90s. It's just not going to happen. Now, I was also, I don't know exactly how much this entails, but when Raw moves to Netflix, Raw is moving to Netflix. So it's going to be just like the NXT move to the CW. All of the Peacock stuff, the NXT Peacock stuff, is gone. It is now whatever they've got in the CW library is what they've got. And I don't know how much of Raw is going to end up on Netflix. I don't know if it's going to be the entire library, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be the exact same thing that happened with NXT. If you want to watch old Raws, you'll have to just rely on whatever they put on Netflix, because I think Raw is going to Netflix. So I'll try and get more details as we move on, but like that's what's going on.
My only concern is what happens to Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling.
No one, it's not going anywhere, dude.
All right.
Nobody wants Mid-Atlantic, okay?
Excuse me?
I'm talking like nobody's going to show up at the end of the year and go, you know what? I want to buy Mid-Atlantic off Peacock. Like, no one's going to do that. You're not gonna. You couldn't afford it anyway. You know how much they charge for that?
I'd do it.
No, you couldn't.
I'd do it. Yeah. You watch enough Mid-South, I tell you what, you're going to want to buy all the Mid-South you can get too, brother. Watch.
Okay, well, yes, I can confirm. All episodes of Raw off Peacock when they move to Netflix. So there you go.
Well, they paid a lot of money, so what would anybody expect? It's like people that have this fantasy about, you know, and they have to be either between the ages of like 12 and 16, 17 years old, or just freaky older people that really want to see like nudity and want to see this, you know, remake of the Attitude Era back on their screens when WWE, one of the reasons that it's so great right now is because it's got so much money at its disposal to throw things at. Why would you alienate any sponsor right now? Why would you alienate anybody when you have so many people throwing so much money at them? It was a desperation thing of the times to do. And it may have been in Vince McMahon's psyche to try to continue it on. But the fact of the matter was that stuff was dead and buried in the early 2000s when the, what did they call it? The ruthless aggression era, which tried to be an extension of that, it all died. And that's why we got John Cena. And yeah, people pushed against it. But ultimately, the pushing of John Cena is why we ended up getting to where we ended up getting today. For as much as people don't like that and thought he was a big vanilla character that played to kids, you got to play to everybody and you play to the money. And that's what they got to do. It's as simple as that.
All right, we got more news. Juice Robinson.
This sucks.
Did not have a broken foot. He had a broken fibula. And he is out of the Continental Classic. And if you recall, I was talking about it yesterday. And I said, man, you know, I watched that match and like I didn't see anything out of the ordinary. And as it turns out, he broke it 3 minutes into the match. Wrestled the entire match like nothing had happened. Apparently there was one spot where his leg looked like it kind of gave out, but otherwise, I mean, he did the entire match just like it was nothing. And we don't know how long he's going to be out, but Tony Khan announced Commander, of course, is his replacement.
If that lets you know how Juice Robinson was going to fare in this tournament, he has been replaced by Commander.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Who's also, by the way, in the Dynamite Dozen Battle Royal tonight.
God, what a, I mean, man, this guy could be Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah.
Win that thing and then the championship, man.
Blinged out.
Here's the thing with the Continental Classic, my thoughts. I think you should do it every year.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the G1 used to span, like, an entire month or whatever. And I think that the Continental Classic should, I guess we'll see what happens as time goes on. They're getting rid of Rampage anyway, but I can't believe they're putting matches on Rampage. I mean, it exists, but like this show is a lame duck dead show, and I just can't believe, I mean, listen.
Look at them.
Let's be honest, okay?
Good.
The Rampage and Collision rating this week, can you honestly should pretty much throw it out the window because the show was preempted. But oh my god, like I think they preempted it to not go head to head with like the why did they preempt it?
Well, you had
because the WWE show aired at 3, so like why couldn't Collision and Rampage air at like 8?
College Basketball was airing that a special on TNT, so
they couldn't go head to head with that. I can't believe they would have done worse than how they did airing at 1 o'clock on the West Coast.
But look, they don't care. TNT did not care. It matters to fans. It matters to AEW. It matters to the discourse here. To WBD, what matters is what they replaced it with, whether it did better or not. And even if it didn't do better or not, that's about sponsorships and things like that, too, and money that you've already invested and paid the NCAA. So what they're looking at is, yeah, this 140,000 sucked, or whatever Rampage ended up ultimately
I'll tell you what it did.
That's a throwaway for them. So from their point of view, it's like, we don't care. The wrestling show, great. It was on a couple hours early. Nobody cared.
Collision did 144,000 viewers and a 0.03, both all-time record lows. And the Rampage show did 126,000 viewers and a 0.03, an all-time record low.
Could have just taken the week off.
And, you know, part of this also was not only was it in a terrible time slot, but who knew? Anybody?
Well, we did.
So here's a question. They've announced, like, Continental Classic matches for Rampage, okay? So Rampage has Daniel Garcia and the Beast Mortos, Okada versus Mark Briscoe, and Ricochet versus Commander.
Now, two of those matches, you could argue, are just fine to be on Rampage. Briscoe and Okada, obviously, is the one that sticks out like a sore thumb.
And then for Collision, we've got Darby and Commander, Daniel Garcia and Mark Briscoe, Willow and Serena Deeb in an Women's Wrestle Dynasty Invitational Tournament match, and Mina Shirakawa versus Emi Sakura. I think the big question this week, is, are these going to air at the normal time? And if not, when are they going to air? And how many times are you going to tell people on Dynamite tonight?
Well, I think
Collision... This should never be a mystery, and it's not enough to tell people on Twitter.
I know. Collision is live. Collision
you
is
sure?
live on Saturday. That's, I believe.
Okay, what about Rampage?
Rampage is being taped tonight to air on Friday night in its normal time slot.
It is the normal time slot?
Yes. Now, if this makes you feel any better about how what matches they are putting where, if you look into the future, as of now, for Rampage on the 13th, they have not announced any of the Continental Classic matches to be on there, and they don't have much listed already for Collision and Dynamite and everything else going towards the end of the year. So maybe this is just a one-off to get these matches in with these guys on Rampage, and they're going to stop doing that. I would hope so, because nobody's going to see them.
I do not like the idea of Continental Classic matches on Rampage. Collision, fine.
Either.
Okay, Collision is not doing well, but in theory, it is their B show. So if you want to do it on Dynamite and Collision, that's fine. I would just do it on Dynamite. I would just do Dynamite is nothing but Continental Classic matches, and away you go.
I think you have to utilize Collision. There's too many matches for that, but I think the most important thing is you have to make these people a lot more valuable leading into this tournament, which makes it more must-see for the people watching.
Back in a moment with more news and NXT Observer Live.
Was the holiday season at Total Wine and More. So many friends that you need to shop for. Gifts on their shelves are so easy to find. Just what you love for your loved ones in mind. Your father likes Pinot Noir, Cabernet for your sis. Champagne for a co-worker, never a miss. Now that's a low price, you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation, cue finger guns. Really easy, super stress-free. 5G so fast, like blazing fast. Games and memes, you'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one, Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, I thought about this for 2 minutes. I'm going to give you a solution. And I know that 5% of the people in the chat are just, they have PTSD, and so they just will not open their mind to this. That's fine.
Oh,
it's okay to be wrong, okay?
Brand split, here we go.
Yes, starting in January, you need to do a brand split. Dynamite and Collision. Okay, split the roster in half. I'm talking legitimately in half. Your Ospreay on one show, your Moxley on another show. And you just go all the way down, top stars on Collision, top stars on Dynamite. Okay, then once you've done that, next year, next December, when they do the Continental Classic, your Blue League, Dynamite only, your Gold League, Collision only. You want to watch those Gold League matches? You got to watch Collision, brother. You want to watch those Blue League matches? You got to watch Dynamite. Now, people go, let's do it now. No. As much as a small number of you ridicule me for this idea of a brand split, there's Dynamite and Collision, and there's Raw and SmackDown. Okay? I picked two random dates last month when they were not preempted or anything weird. Okay, the November 25th Raw did 1.5 million viewers and a 0.47. Okay, 1.5 million viewers, 0.47. Okay, the other brand, SmackDown, 1.57 million viewers and a 0.46. Okay, 1.5 versus 1.5, 0.46 versus 0.47. Okay. They do virtually exactly the same. They have two different rosters. Yes, some people switch back and forth here and there when needed, but there's two rosters. You have two very, very strong brands. They're both doing 1.5, 1.6 million viewers and 0.46, 0.47, okay? They're identical, okay? Now let's talk about Dynamite and Collision, which do not have a brand split. They just have their roster. You don't know who's going to be where. You never know until the last second, okay? Dynamite is doing 640,000 and a 0.20. That was the November 20th episode. 640 and a 0.20, all right? Collision, 356 and a 0.11. Collision is doing basically half, a little better than half. So you don't have an A show and a B show. You have an A show and a C show, okay? If you split this up, and you knew the only way you're going to see Will Ospreay is you have to watch Collision, okay? It's going to do better. If you split half that roster and you can only see them on Collision, don't tell me it's not going to work, because I'm looking at the Raw and SmackDown numbers. They're exactly the same, because people know if we want to see Roman Reigns, he's only going to be on Friday. If we want to see Drew McIntyre and CM Punk, they're only going to be on Monday. Sometimes he'll be on the other show. That's like a bonus. But like, if you want to see him, that's the day you got to watch the show. And they're doing exactly the same. There's no A and B. You can't say Raw's the A and SmackDown's the B. They're both doing exactly the same. Collision is doing half of Dynamite, because they put all of the biggest stars on Dynamite. And you get a bunch of squash matches with the mid-card on Collision and an occasional big match. So, I'm telling you, it's not hard. You don't need to have PTSD because of the way Vince used to do it, okay? You can do it the way it should have been done from day one, which is actually the way they're doing it right now. There's a SmackDown roster and there's a Raw roster. That's who's going to be on those shows. Sometimes you'll get a bonus and a SmackDown guy is going to be on Raw and vice versa. But in general, You want to watch Roman Reigns, you have to watch SmackDown. You can't only watch Raw and get to see him. It's working right now. I don't care how it worked 10 years ago or didn't work. Right now, it's working. So it can be done.
I love this enthusiasm. As enthusiasm.
Thank
even.
You.
I love this passion. I do. The problem is, no matter how loud you yell it and how much inflection you put on your words, the bottom line is you have a huge Achilles heel. And I'll tell you why. Seth Rollins, CM Punk, Gunther, Sami Zayn, Jey Uso, Finn Balor, Dom, Drew McIntyre, Braun Breaker, Sheamus, Ludwig Kaiser on one brand, right? On the other brand, you got Randy Orton, you got Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, Kevin Owens, Solo, you got Fatu, Tama Tonga, LA Knight, Shinsuke Nakamura.
What's the point?
Okay, here's the thing. Here's what you got. All of those people are over.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the brand split work. And in what you're saying makes complete and perfect sense, but they need to have discipline. And in the last 5 years, we have not seen enough discipline to build up a mid-card, have a upper mid-card, have layers to these things, have stories and branches that reach down that combine with other stories and with other people. So when you need to move things, you're able to move them. We have never seen that. We have never seen that when it's come. When it's
are you talking about AEW?
Absolutely. You know that's true.
It is.
And the thing is, if that is the case, to me, that's what they need to focus on first. They need to look at the whole of the picture and get people up. Once you get people up, whether it's January, Brian, or whether it's June, if you can do it by June, go ahead and do it. But do it when you're ready to do it. Otherwise, it means nothing, and you basically have what you had when CM Punk was there, which was going to be two separate brands, and they ended up just basically literally colliding.
Yeah, but you want to know what happened? It's because CM Punk went there, and there were a whole bunch of people that couldn't be on the show with him,
Brian,
and they were stars.
And here's the thing. You can try to put, and I throw that shade. There's another piece of shade, which is, you have people on limited deals, too. They couldn't work this and can't work that, which is actually plays into your argument, which of that will benefit them if they can only be seen on one show as opposed to being needed on two.
Exactly.
But we've seen that. But that's an issue, too, as far as you've not balanced these people's dates and booked them in a way where that hasn't come back and bit them.
Well, you've I know. So you need to start doing it. I mean, this is basic math, okay? And I'm not good at math, but this is basic math. Right now, Dynamite has 200 wrestlers and one roster, okay? If you did a brand split, you would have two rosters with 100 each.
But if
that is inherently
is over,
better.
If nobody is over, if no people
if nobody's
really
over, it's not going to matter if you have one brand either.
So who cares about the brand? That shouldn't be what they need to do right
now.
So
you split the brands in half and you work on getting people over. You have to do something, Mike. You can't keep doing the same thing and expect it to change.
Well, then get people over. You don't need two brands.
They're trying,
Brian.
But it's hard to get people over when you have one brand on two shows and 180 people are just doing nothing.
But you're
because the top guys are working on both shows. Have half the top guys on one show and half the top guys on the other show. And inherently, people have to be built up because there's a smaller roster for each show as opposed to a giant roster, like 200 people for one roster going across two shows. It's math.
When they're ready to do it, they should do it. But they don't have to jump into doing it. And by running into doing it, say, in January, it doesn't fix anything. The bottom line is, unless you need as many people to watch Collision as possible, the difference between Collision and Dynamite viewership is getting bigger and bigger. You need that to be a show when you have a chance to showcase it live on Saturday nights.
So
you better have everybody over there. So right now, that should be the concern.
But everyone's not over there. That's my point. Everybody is on Dynamite. And they don't send everyone to Collision. It's nothing but mid-carders winning squash matches.
If everybody's on Dynamite and this isn't working, splitting them and leaving them exclusive.
The only way you can see Swerve is if you watch. The only way you can watch Swerve is if you watch Collision. The only way you can watch Ospreay is if you watch Collision. The only way you can watch Jon Moxley is if you watch Collision.
They're not in a position you just, for it.
Yes, they are. They have so not. Many people. I can't believe you're arguing this.
If they have enough people to do it, they don't have enough stars to pull it off in the way you want it.
You have to make the stars.
You compare it to WWE.
On each brand. There are people that are over.
I know, but it's
so
not
so split those over people into two shows so people have a reason to watch each show. Nobody has a reason
you don't
to watch Collision.
Over people.
Who?
You don't have enough
There's
over
nobody
people.
Over. Can you name six people that are over?
Will
you don't
Ospreay
think six
is
people
over.
Are over?
Will Ospreay is over for sure. Konosuke Takeshita is over for sure. Yeah, you have some people.
Okay, so split those two right there. If you want to see Takeshita, you got to watch Collision. If you want to see Ospreay, you have to watch Dynamite.
I don't think
Why
that,
is this hard?
I don't because short term, I don't think that's the move, and I don't think that's going to help matters in the way that you think snapping your
it
fingers
would.
And doing it will.
I will tell you for a fact it will.
Now, and again,
because
in
you
a perfect,
need to give people a reason to watch Collision, and there isn't one right now.
In a perfect world, you're right. I just don't think they're even close to being there yet.
These people are completely clueless. I mean that in the nicest way possible.
Because they
no,
disagree with
not all of them. There's like three people here. This person goes, isn't AEW supposed to be different from WWE? Why suggest a WWE idea? Well, should they not have a ring?
Well, look.
Should they not have ring entrances? Should they not have three counts? Everyone talking about how it's got to be a WWE idea. It's got to be a WWE. It's a brand split is something that WWE does. Okay?
Wrestling's
it doesn't
done.
Mean like nobody else ever has split rosters or, hey, you know, we bought this company, so, like, they're going to be over. Like, this is not a inherently WWE idea that nobody else is allowed to do. Should AEW not do battle royals? Should they not have championship belts? Like, it's okay to have a brand split if you have two shows, which throughout the course of history has virtually never happened. But, like, when it has happened, it's much easier to have two different rosters so people have a reason. What are they right now? You have Nitro and Thunder. How did that go for Thunder when they didn't have a split roster? It was just like the big stars are on one show and the nerds are on the other show. How did that do for that show? How did
above
that do
average
for Thunder?
Mike Sanders?
Horrible. It did horrible for it. So you want to recreate that?
We're bringing up Thunder.
Yeah, we are bringing up Thunder because it's exactly what WCW did. They started a new show called Thunder, and for like a short period of time, all of the stars were on Thunder, and it did well. And then slowly, the stars were not on Thunder anymore,
but Brian,
and the show died.
But you act as if the booking didn't help atrophy everything with that. So people
okay, I'll give you another
watch
one.
Either show.
I'll give you another one. Do you remember Sunday Night Heat?
I do.
Sunday Night Heat did huge numbers.
Oh, my God.
Because for a while there, they put the stars on Sunday Night Heat. Then they started SmackDown.
Time and place,
and all the stars ended up on SmackDown, and the stars weren't on Heat anymore, and it died.
Time and place.
No, it's stars versus no stars. That's what it is.
You're bastardizing the argument.
They took the stars off Heat, and it died. That's what happened. They took the stars off Thunder, and it died. Booking? You're telling me the booking of Heat and SmackDown and Raw during that period wasn't great? It was great during the time they had Heat and SmackDown started.
He got Rikishi over as the Too Cool Rikishi.
So the point of this is,
The point of this is, you're right about the long-term, short-term. I don't think they're ready, period.
That's fine. Maybe they're not ready. They need to get ready. They need to
they
get
do.
Ready and
they
get half the stars.
Stars
on Collision
yes,
and the other half on Dynamite. We've gotten rid of Rampage. It should be easy now. There's only two.
Their big job is getting people to watch any of the people that they have. And the ones that they do want to watch now, people got to watch want to watch them more. That's it.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Listen. Listen to me. For those of you with PTSD, if it makes you feel better, don't call it a brand split. This guy had a great suggestion. Just call it roster separation or some words that don't bother you so that we can just do it. In fact, if you're worried about the perception, which you shouldn't be, just make your money. Transfer portal. Thank you, Brian Rose.
Just call it Dynamite Rampage or Dynamite Collision, for heaven's sake.
Listen, you could say this is the Dynamite, and this, or you know what you could do? If
Dynamite
if,
League,
if
Collision
you're all
League.
Worried about the perception of what people would say on Twitter.
The Jacksonville Division.
Split the rosters in half. Don't just tell anybody about it. Just
how
don't
about that?
Ever have him on. Don't ever have MJF on Dynamite again. He's only on Collision. After a while, people will figure it out. They'll figure it out in 2 weeks if you advertise in advance. If you're worried about the perception or people scared about the word brand split, just do it.
Yeah.
But
let's
you
do it.
Here's the thing. You have to actually do it. Force it. Everyone's like, oh, all you have to do is just do it. Dude, it's been 5 years. They can't just do it. You have to force Tony to do it. Like, that's it. I don't know how, but you have to force it. And then just do it. Got to give people a reason to watch the show. And just cramming all of your big stars onto one show and not the other. I just gave you the numbers. It's not working like this. Your B show is doing half of your A show. Meanwhile, the place that actually has a brand split, their shows are doing exactly the same. Don't you want that? Don't you want Collision to do 600 and a 0.2?
I do, so I think they should create stars first and maybe utilize MJF on a collision every once in a while and get that right, and then you can do the brand split.
An X-Trip here. I never talked about Perception. That's Dave. I've never talked about that. So don't throw that at me.
I heard it's reality.
Back in a moment. Meaning
tomorrow. Go. Yeah, 23
Live.
Hours. Bye.